Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Maresi, a schus for Rabbi Ezra Chaim and Esther Sima, Shchol Yisrael Yitzchak Ben Bracha, and schus nafshir of Daniel Kratka Shlita, Chol B'nei Veso, and it should also be Lili Nishmas Hagoyen Rav Chaim Yitzchak Korb, who is a rov in Lithuania. Afterwards, he emigrated to New York, Harlem, to Rav in Harlem, in a nice Jewish community in Harlem. And later on, he moved to Chicago. He became a magachir in Skokie. And then towards the end of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and where he was nifter about 75 years ago. So Gimel Sivan says, Yurtzeit, so that would be a schus for his neshama, a forgotten gon. A schus for his neshama that we should learn his Torah, and a schus for our neshama that we should learn his Torah. He has a multi-volume sefer called Nesivas Chaim, which are his chedushim al Shas ve'arambam. Beautiful, beautiful Litvish Torah. They say that when he was in Skokie, he used to get to the Beis Medrash at about 3 a.m. and leave at about 10 p.m. That was his Seder Hayom, his Mamisha Masmid Otsum. So I like people like that. They remind me that maybe I should also learn with a little bit more diligence, not that I'm comparing myself to any of these great Masmidim to be on their level and not holding there, but maybe a little bit more, maybe drink a little bit less Pepsi and answer the phone less when I'm, or don't text when I'm learning. Which, by the way, I don't drink Pepsi Bichlal, and I don't know how to text. I don't have a phone with. I don't think my phone has texting. I don't text. But I definitely waste time. Definitely don't learn that. So it's good to get chizuk from people who do. Okay, for all of us, everybody, most people could use a little bit of chizuk in the area of Nitzul Azman. Originally, they printed Chelek Aleph separately, and then later on they put four volumes together. So this is in Siman Nun Hey of the first volume of Sivas Chaim. The first edition, they have it in a square print, and then in the later edition, they have it in Rashi script. Avopanim, we're going to go back to the beginning of the beginning of Maseches Brachos. It's like the Gemara, like the Mishnah, Mei Mosai Koren Es Shema B'Arvin. Etc. What more time do you learn read Shema at night? And then the Mishnah says further that the latest time to read it, according to the Chachamim, is Til Chatzis. And the Rabbi Gamliel holds no, until Amid HaShachar, until dawn. So you have a Machlekes in the Mishnah. Is Kriya Shema till midnight, till Chatzos, or is it until dawn? Maisa bo bonav mi beis hamishta. When Leil's children came from the party house, and they said, Tati, I don't know if they probably didn't call him that, probably. Anyway, they said, Father, lo karinu Hashema. We haven't read Shema yet. So he said to them, if it's not yet Amar HaShachar, you're obligated to read. And the Gemara asks, "Hashta and Dachtes, Hashta lo shmiu lo hadar Rabbi Gamliel." Till now, they didn't know this for the Rabbi Gamliel that Ziman Kriya Shema is until Alos Hashachar. So Hachi Kamrulei, Rabbanan Pligi Elovach, B'Yochet V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim, Odim Rabbanan Kabasach Svir Elohu, V'Haydi Kamri Ad Chatzos. Are the rabbis arguing with you? And therefore we have to follow them. Yochid v'rabim, halachas k'rabim. Or maybe no. Maybe the rabbis hold like you. They hold it's taka till Amar HaShachar. You can read Shema until dawn. And that day it is said until Chatzos. Is k'dei laharchik adam min ha'aveira. Is in order to distance one from sin. really, in principle, you're allowed to read until Amud HaShachar. Amalui answered, Rabbanan kavosi sviraluhu. The rabbis talk a hold like me. B'chayavim atem. In other words, you have to read until Amud HaShachar. So they come home late from the party. You see, Rav Gamliel was awake. What was he doing? He's probably sitting and learning. They come home late from, it's interesting, the first Mishnah on Shas and Torah Shebaal Peh. We're already talking about parties. Wow. Maybe to show that it's not a stira to learn at the party. On the other hand, it's showing that sometimes you could party and you might chas shalom mishma, get into halachic problems. So anyway, Rav Gamliel responded, that the rabbis hold like me, and you're obligated to read Shema. Rashi writes, Kavosi Sfira Lehu, B'chayovim Atem Likros Garsinan, and you are obligated to read. V'loi Garsinan Mutorim, and we don't have a girsa that you are permitted to read. We don't have a girsa that you're permitted to read. We have a girsa that you are obligated to read. That's the correct girsa. Da filu sheloi bizmano, because even if it wouldn't be the right time, tanana kora mikam be'ach lo hipsit kadam akari b'toyra. You can still read, even after sos my kriya shema, you can still read, you don't lose out. It's like a person reading the Torah. So he's not giving them a heter to read. It's pashut, you have a heter to read. The question is, that are we obligated to read? That's our question. So when the answer is, yeah, you're obligated because the halacha is like me, because the rabbis agree with me. The Tzmashmi was a girsa in front of Rashi that you're allowed to read. Just Rashi didn't want to put this in his girsa because it's pashut that it's mutter. But the question is, since it's pashut that it's mutter to read, so why did the sons of Rav Gamliel have to ask at all if the rabbis argue or not? Even if the rabbis argue, and the eldest man kriyashma is only until chatzos. Nevertheless, even if chatzos passes, what are they losing out on? They can still read it like Rav Gamliel holds. Ma mai mafsidim. Hakori mikan veilich lo yifsit. Like it says in the Mishnah, you can read after sos man kriyashma. So even if the rabbis argue with Rav Gamliel, you could still read after their zman. You can read in the zman of Rav Gamliel. Ma baya matem sholim. If it's so pashut that it's mutter for them to read, so why are they asking? So read. What are they losing out on if they read like Rav Gamliel? Is it not kedai for them to be samech on their father b'shas hadchak? Or are they trying to find an out to avoid kriya shema chas v'shalom? Gamiloshin Rashi, Shevi Alzeta Mishnah, Shakori Mikan Velech Loi Hipsid, Mashm Veloi Hipsid Gamas Habrachas. Kor Shomer Bagamara al Mishnah Zul, Linyan Kriyashmal Shal Shachar, Sukmosha Posek Haramah Bishem Apoiskin. Da Filu Achar Alas Hashachar, Mutter Lomar Habrachas Shal Arvis. Imkain, Da Filu Mayiptur Milikros, Mikol Mokom Yervichos Habrachas Im Yikru. So he brings the Mishnah, Rashi brings the Mishnah. So it's mashma, what does it mean lo hifsid? Lo hifsid is habrachas. Like the Gemara says, when you kriyash mel shashachas, narmah paskins it. Shema poiskim dele. That after alas hashachar, you're still allowed to say the brachas of ma'ariv. Rish lamed hey. So even if they were potter from reading, but they're still going to gain the brachas. Yarvir, we call mokoim. Yarvichu, and they're going to be marvichu as habrachas im yikru. They'll at least gain the brachas. So what was their suffix? What were they asking, b'chlal? And if their question was, is it mutter for us to say the brachas, then why was Rashi toicha that girsa? Rashi says, it's pashut that it's mutter. So if it's pashut that it's mutter, then what are they asking? So read. You're even allowed to read the brachas after Al Sashachas, certainly before Al Sashachas. So read Shema, read the brachas, Shema Yisrael, ma. Haita bayakan. So that's what we don't understand. What was their problem? Just read. אתה לא מפסיד, אתה רק מרוויח. The Rishonim asked, and not that it's Rabbi Gamliel said that if Lo Omer L'Shachar, you have to read. It's mashma if all of us, if there was already dawn, then you're not allowed to read. Why is that so? The Gemara says, Kedayu Reb Shimon, Lismoch Olav B'Shas Hadchak. He says you're allowed to, you're yotze even after, if you were nanas at night and you didn't read, you're yotze even after Alas HaShachar. And because of this kasha, the Rashb and the Rosh, right, that B'nai Rabbi Gamliel, lo hayu anusim. They weren't honest. Ela nimshach liba machar hamishte. They got too involved in the party. But the Taz is already omer on the kasha. It's fair to say that these great tzaddikim got so involved in the party that they weren't honest, that it was their fault. So we basically have two kashas. What are they losing out on by reading later, even after Chatzais? And the second kasha is, the mashmos says they can't read after Alos. We have a Gemara that says you can read. If you're an honest, you can read after Alos. So, therefore, says Rav Korb, he wants to be Mekayim Ligirsa, Shemutar Matem Likrois. Shebnei Rabbi Gamliel asked their father, in other words, to verify this Girsa, that you have to read. Bnei Rabbi Gamliel, Shalu Saviyam, they asked their father if they're allowed to read. Because they're coming from the party, and they weren't really, their mind wasn't so settled because of the big party. You know, you come back, you're a little bit of a daze sometimes after a great celebration. It's hard to step out of it. The Rambam writes in the fourth parak of Hilchos Kriyas Shma, Kol mi shepater milikros Kriyas Shma, im rotze lahachmir al atzmoy likros koire, v'hu, shetehidaitoi, anybody who's potter from reading Shema, the Rambam lists certain people who are potter from Shema, Noshim, Ketanim, and others, Isaac B'mitzvah. Anybody who's potter from reading Shema, if he wants to be machmer on himself and read, he can read, provided that his mind is settled. But if he was potter from reading Shema, if he was not in a settled state of mind, in other words, he's both pater from Shema, and he's not in a settled state of mind. So, he's not allowed to read until he gets his Yishuv Hadas. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that even to read like you're reading from the Torah, he's not allowed to when he doesn't have Das Miyushevis because it looks like Gaiva. It's Mechzi Ki Yoharo. It's Mevoal She'afal Pisha Mishachayev Likrois Sorich Likrois Afilu Bishar She'en Daito Miyushevis Olof Kemavuah B'Gemoro B'Rambam Mikol Mokoim Mishapotur Milikrois Eino Roshoi La'achmir Al Atzmoi V'Likrois. So even though somebody who has to read, is obligated to read, has to read even if he doesn't have dat miyusheves alav, like we see in the Gemara and the Ramban, nevertheless, somebody who's potter from reading is not allowed to be machmer on himself and read if his mind isn't settled. So according to this, we can say that the sons of, says Rav Korb, not me, that the sons of Rav Gamliel were asking their father as a mutter for them to read. Now that their das is in Miyushav because of the Simchas HaMishta. And their Shaila is tolerating the following. That if the Chachamim argue with Rav Gamliel and the Elazim HaKriyash was only till after Chatzos Yachar HaMelech HaKarabim, if so, they're potter from reading now after Chatzos. And if so, they're not allowed to read because they don't have das Miyushavis. Like the Chambam Paskins. But if the Chachamim don't argue with Rav Gamliel and the Elazim HaKriyash is Midoy Reis until Alos HaShachar, they just said, Chatzos l'hachachas min avera, but really, you're allowed to read Alos HaShachar. If so, you have to read. And therefore, you're reading even if ain't datum yushev es alechem. So that was their sub. Is it permitted? Since you're not allowed to read, if you don't have Yishuv Hadas, and they didn't have Yishuv Hadas, so on the tzad that they're not chayiv, they're not allowed to read. But on the tzad that they're chayiv to read, then they're obligated, then they are obligated to read, even without Yishuv Hadas. Because it all depends. If you're putter from reading, then you're not allowed to read until you have Yishuv Hadas. So that was their shayla. We don't have Yishuv Hadas. We don't have a settled mind, so should we read anyway? Is it permitted for us to read? And Amaron Gamliel says, no, Chachamim hold like me. The Zman is until Alos HaShachar. So they knew what their father had passed. But they were just saying that it's permitted. They were asking, does the Chum argue to agree with you? And he says, no, they agree with me. In principle, Zman Alos HaShachar, and therefore you're allowed to read. Because they hold that they hold there's a chiyuv. They say lahar chesed menaver, read by chatzis. But you're really allowed to read until the morning, and therefore since you're chayiv to, you're obligated to read till the morning if you didn't read before. And since you're obligated to read till the morning, so you have to read even without the asmi yushevis. So now this explains the girsa that Rashi had mutarim atem likros, and even the girsa Rashi. Rabban shall call Yisrael, who says Chayovim Likrois. Can you imagine how much schar Rashi gets in Olam Haba? How many times a day people quote Rashi? Millions of times a day. Just unbelievable. There's nobody else who's as quoted as Rashi, even Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu Avada, but directly quoting Moshe Rabbeinu, not as much as Rashi. Unban, that's obviously nothing. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi that ever lived. Nobody like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Tari Shabbal, it's Tari Shabbal, but Rashi is Mashu Mod Miuchad. So we want to be Miyashiv Girsis Rashi, that Chayavim Etem Likros. We can say that, yeah, they were asking about the Chiyuv, but the Chiyuv was Talui in the Heter. Or the Heter is Talui in the Chiyuv. If they're obligated to read, then they're permitted to read. If they're not obligated to read, then they're not permitted to read. Now, Rambam writes that if he was mavuil, he's not allowed to read until he has Yishuv Hadas, until his mind is settled. Zokta Ravid, Uma b'kach, Yikra v'eka kori b'tor v'lo k'parak o'moch shemayim. Parak o'shem shemayim ayolah. What machpat li? So he doesn't have Yishuv Hadas. Read it without Yishuv Hadas. Even if he's Mivohal, what's stopping him from reading? Ma'abaya, Sheikra. Sheikra. And the Kesef Mishnah doesn't bring a muk or nam on the Divrei Rambam. Based on what we said, the Rambam learned this from the fact that Rambam Leel had to ask. They had to ask. It must be that if you're Mavul, you're not allowed to read. Givaldic. So we have a makor for the halach of the Rambam. Now we saw in the Gemara that in Davtes, Kedai Roshim Lismach Ola B'Shas Adchak, sometimes the Yotzei Kriyashma, Shalav is even after Al Sashachar. So the suffix is it only Kedai to do like Roshim? You're not obligated to do? In other words, if you're honest Belaila, it's Kedai to read the after Al Sashachar like Roshim? Maybe there's no chova, so it looks like Rabbanan, till Al Sashachar. Or maybe you have to. If you mean it to wake a guy up, the guy's sleeping. If he's obligated to read, even after Al Sashachar, the Rambam says that if a guy's sleeping, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, you wake him up. But after Alice HaShachar, if he's not obligated mitzad adin, maybe you don't wake him up. Or maybe no. You have to read like Rib Shimon. If you're nanas and you read at night. Because b'shas hadchak. Kedai Rib Shimon l'smoch ala b'shas hadchak. Like it says in the Tosefta, in Edius, first parak. Halacha is always like Divrei Amrubim. Why do we have Divrei Ayachid? B'samech b'shas hadchak. So that's the Shaila. So Mitzvah Hashem, God is good to us. God is always good to us. It's a Shambhavi Neder. We will continue this discussion in the next offering. And this was Gevaldik, Gevaldik. All right, there's so much more to say about this sugya, so please, God, please stay with us, and Bezrat Hashem, Namshich, Toda Rabba Rabba, Sheh Ezantem, Shalom, Shalom.